Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
50465. Nope, sorry, 50265.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Susan Beyer.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the address for me?
1208 Office Park Road, number 20, West Des Moines, Iowa, 50265.
Thank you. And I see that you have an account with our meal plan. It is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy. And how may I help you?
It's what?
It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy.
And was it you guys that charged me $45?
$49.89.
Well, it was, hold on, let me look and see what it was. I went to, $49.89. I didn't order that. I went on an app from Amazon for a survey, and it took me to a questionnaire. I filled out a questionnaire, and it said for $2, if you win, you'll get a Dyson. And that's what I did, and I had no idea you were in there. You please refund my money because I don't even know what you are or how I got to you.
Okay, ma'am. So when you were doing the survey for the Dyson vacuum, in the terms and conditions, it did state that it will also be enrolling you in our meal plan, and this is what enters your name in the contest to win that gift.
Well, that's really deceiving, honey. Stop. There's no way I want that.
Yeah, I can even reduce the monthly rate to $20 a month for you.
No, I have no interest at all in doing that.
Okay, so I am getting the account canceled for you, and this does prevent all future charges. And I have the cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie. 9204-28-158.
Okay, thank you for doing that, reversing it, because I had no idea. I had no idea you were. This is what was going on.
But no, this cancels the account to prevent all future charges.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
and is there anything else I could do for you?
Nope, that should be it. Thank you very much. How long will this take?
What would take, ma'am?
To reverse the charges to go back into my bank account.
Oh no, it doesn't. With the account being verified, ma'am, we would not be able to issue you a refund. Meaning when
you
place.
Well, what are you doing then?
I got the account canceled for it to prevent all future charges.
So what about the money you took from me?
Well, with the account being verified, ma'am, we will not be able to issue you a refund.
Oh, come on.
Ma'am, the charges are valid.
Come on, I'm going to go to my bank.
Yes, ma'am, and they will contact us, and we will send them a copy of the terms and conditions that you agreed to.
Yeah, right. How can you do this? Honestly, how can you do this to people?
I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am.
No. This is not an apology. This is something like for a Better Business Bureau or something, because you have that in fine print somewhere that it was never, ever seen.
Okay, well, just give me one moment. Just give me one moment while I speak with my supervisor to see what else I can do for you.
Because this is not going to fly here. I know people down here in Des Moines. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Still here, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so my supervisor did get back with me, and she did state that I can go ahead and issue you that full refund. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie. Oh, I already gave you the cancellation number.
Oh, okay. I have that. Is that for the refund too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.